My business, right? If I get carried away, just to, you know, just give me a signal.
Okay.
If it's getting late. Yeah. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
What's a bleffle?
A leaf.
Oh,
like a black.
You are now about to start recording the share. When you are finished, please hang up.
Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Dalid. In the first perek, Maseches Ksubis. It's very apparent that a lot of numerous sugyas in each daf over here, with the Yom Neroim. These past couple of weeks, so. Now, our learning time has been a little bit compromised. Some of us are a little behind, myself included. But let's see what we could do. Just to pick up the Hemshech Hadvarim over here, the continuity, and we'll see if we can make it onto today's daf. Just to keep the hemshach of here together, where the Gemara brings in the braisa that the Gemara is discussing in at length over here. The Gemara has a memra on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. After the Gemara finishes the sugya of Einis Begitten, the Gemara talks about something which is more direct to our Mishnah. And the Gemara says as follows. This is like eight lines in the bottom. That's the memory of Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Lo Yishon, Elo Mi Takonis Ezra Ve'elach, She'en Bot Din Kfum, Elo Shbishen Mechamish, Yavol Koyim Takonis Ezra, Shabbat Tekvim Kum Choyim, Isha Nisus B'choyim. Which the Gemara explains that what he meant to say was that being that as a result of Takonis Ezra, so Monday and Thursday became days which were kavua for Bezdin to be ready to accept people, whereas the other days were not as kavua as Monday and Thursday, or maybe after the Takonis at all. Right? And Taisa talks about how Ezra, his takana made things better. That Kipshuta before the takana, it could be that all the days were the same, but there was no kfis. There's nothing established. You know, if you needed something, you had to pull together some people. There wasn't an official bezin that was available, that was set up. And that's what he accomplished over here. A kopon according to one pshat and taisus. That's the kipshutai, what this means. So that's why, as during that kufa, that Monday and Thursday was a specialty as far as yeshiva's bezdin, and that's what our mission is based on. That the like mission says that the yom dalid that was established for the Zman and Nesu'in of a Besula is based on Tainus Besulim. And Tainus Besulim has to do with the Yeshiva's Bezdin. It's the day before the Yeshiva's Bezdin. On that, the Gemara says now that were things to change exactly as far as the Yeshiva's Bezdin is concerned, and were things to revert back to a situation where all days are the same, either like it was then, a lack of a kfiyas, or by the same token, that were to be that things are set up that there's a kfiyas every day. The point over here is that if all days are the same, so then Tainus Besulim is not a factor anymore, right? Because all days might have the same advantage as far as Tainus Besulim. So on that, the memory that was said over here was the Ishanis is b'chol yom. So, you know, if it's not relevant takanas the tainis psul, because all days are the same as far as that is concerned. So ishin sas b'chol yom. And that Gemara asks the question, habeinan shaktu. Ask the Gemara, well, you need shaktu. Shaktu is part of, there's a takana of katana shaktu, which says that you need gimel yomim, 3 days for suda preparations, right? And therefore yom aleph beis and gimel Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, right? We're not an option. And so then you know, you still have to be akoponim. You can't get married during those days, right? So why is it ishin nisus b'choyim? That was the Gemara's kashon. And on that, the Gemara answered the triachle, right? Which the Gemara tells us something about this over here. The triachle, that the takana of shoktu, it's possible to get around. If you put in the proper efforts that Chazal wanted to have, then an issue could be nisus on these days. You know, as long as the tainus pesulim is not an issue, right? So that's why the Gemara is saying this over here. Now let's just hear that for a minute. What that means, triachle. Rashi says im torach lefnei haShabbos, betikin tzorchei suda koinsa beecha b'Shabbos oy b'sheni b'Shabbos. Now the ikra takhana of shoktu is preparation for Suda Gimel Yomim. Now, I mean, theoretically, there's always 3 days, right? From wherever you are, right? But what it would seem to be is that we want those three to be 3 consecutive days, and we don't want to have a Shabbos to be mafsik. So that's why the initial takhana was that Isha should not be nisus on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, because of Shoktu. But you see from this Gemara over here that if one did do it before Shabbos, so even though we have the Hefsik over here, nevertheless, that is still a fulfillment of the Iker Takana. So there seems to be a Chadchil and a Bidiyevit over here as far as fulfilling the Takana. That once Chazal were going to set up a certain number of days that we want for preparation of the Su'udah, so then it would then Chazal established that it should be days without a hefsik. But le'idach gisa, if a person did prepare beforehand, even though it was with a hefsik, and you know, whatever, apparently the hefsik, however that affects it, l'chor still affected it, but that difference of preparing with 3 days with a hefsik, without a hefsik, seems to be that it's not ma'akev in the Iker HaTakana. And that's why, were it to be that it was triachlei, so the takana of shoktu wouldn't affect this person. So shoktu is not affecting him anymore, and we're standing at a time that there is no tainus psulim. So then ishus nisus b'chol yom. Now, this memro was really tells us really two things. And as a matter of fact, that you know, for us, or even for me, that you know, this that he's saying that tainus besulim is not relevant anymore, is that, you know, what is the chiddush b'chlal in that, right? That's simple. Remember, right? If he's telling us that all days are the same, so then, you know, it's not relevant tainus besulim. What b'chlal is he coming to mechadish to us? So l'chayra, what the pshat in that is that we know that many times when Chazal establish when they make a takana, so even if the reasoning doesn't apply anymore, but that's not necessarily a reason for the takana to change. What the guidelines are, this we need to have special directions to let us know how the takana was set up, whether it's dependent on the rationale, the reason of the takana, or once it was set up, it's not dependent on that anymore. over here befrat, there is being that there's a fluctuation of the situation. So another reason why, even if it might have been dependent on the reasoning, and during this period of time the reason is not applicable, but being that things are fluctuating, so then sometimes we find that there's a chash that things might revert back, and therefore we don't make the change because, you know, we're looking at that this takana might be necessary in the future, and if we take it off now, when the need comes back again, you know, it'll be lost. Hakoponim. So that's what one might have thought, and that this memory is telling us that this takana of Tanis Besulim is totally tied to the practicality of the Yeshiva's Bezdin, and therefore, if there's no Yeshiva's Bezdin, as far as the Yeshiva's Bezdin, all days are the same, then the takana, the kfis hayoyim that Tanis Besulim established for us is non-relevant. That's how he's saying the memra. But what's coming agav over here, which doesn't even seem to be so much his direct point, but what comes out over here is, as far as Shaktu is concerned, we see from him over here that Shaktu is something that one could get around. And as I would have thought, if you'd ask me, I would have thought that, you know, in as much that Chazal set up, we know that you know you could always prepare before, but we don't want you to prepare with a hefsek of Shabbos in between. So definitely one could have thought that therefore a preparation with a hefsek is non-acceptable. So just because if you might triach before, you know, that doesn't help us. We need to have three consecutive days. So this Gemara is mechadish that. That's what comes out of the Gemara, even though that doesn't seem to be the ikar point that he's coming to say. What I mean to say is as follows: that see, if the main point was shoktu, then he could have just told us the halacha that if you prepared before, then she could be nisus on your malif. You know, keep times pursuing the same. Right? So that's not even the main point that he's coming to say. I wonder why. Is that supposed to be poshut? I mean, you see that there's a shakwa tiring more about this. The more I ask the question, right? What happened to shoktu? And that Gemara is saying that, well, you see, right? The tree says, when the Gemara is saying the triachle, is the Gemara just telling us a fact, but the chiddush is poshut, and that we would have known in the first place that takana shoktu, someone who did make a preparation in Koydem HaShabbos, it's partial that it works, and the sharp time more over here is just what's the hechitims, what's the case. We thought that he didn't prepare. In fact, Mora, he didn't prepare, so then you know, so what's with Chokhti? I think Mora, he did prepare. But the fact that preparing before helps, that's not the chiddush, right? It's not a chiddush at all, right? Because now, if it is a chiddush, right, so then I would wonder why the memory wasn't said in that light. Right, talk to Shaktu himself. Tell me directly that it's not ma'akiv.
Are we saying that that if a person was matriach beforehand, that would even work when based in Med on Monday and Thursday, or this specifically a heter that now that we don't have the other half of the takana, so therefore, if a person's matriach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Let's put the question on the table like that, right? I was assuming in not like that, but let's hear that. Is there any reason to believe that the triach lei only helps in this situation, that tainus pesulim is regardless not an issue? So then a triach lei will help us as far as shoktu. But let's say we are bizman hamishnah, and tainus pesulim is a factor. And so the 2 days which are possible are Sunday and Wednesday, and Sunday was not an option because of Shoktu. And let's say he was Triachle. Right?
I have like a fuzzy memory.
Yeah.
And I don't remember it well, but I think from the different notes.
Yeah.
That the whole takana of Shoktu they only did. They wouldn't have made that takana alone. It's once they made the takana. Of doing it on the day after the Beis Din, and then they added the shaktu, but they wouldn't have independently made that takana.
But according to that, so what do you mean with that? So that's why we accepted Tarach Lei?
I don't know.
The way you said it just now, then we shouldn't have any question, right? You know, if the whole Shoktu is only coming on the heels of a Tainas Pesulim, and on that the Gemara says, well, there is no Tainas Pesulim, you can get married when you want, so ask Gemara Shoktu. Well, then why is Gemara asking Shoktu? Because there's no...
So again, I don't remember saying that after it was Mustakin, right? did it fall off. That I don't remember.
Okay.
I just remember that...
Okay.
But once you say that, then there could be a svara to say that once it falls off... You know, they were more makel with the.
Okay.
But that I don't remember.
Did anyone see on this? On this?
No, but I feel like it's connected to the question of whether it would be bidyevet or lachila. Meaning, if you say it's only bidyevet to do it before Shabbos, then that makes sense why the Mishnah said do it lachila biyom ravi. But bidyevet, if you did it, you know, prepared before Shabbos, it would still work. But if we're saying now, this Gemara is saying, even Lachila, you could do it before Shabbos, then our Mishnah, you know, why our Mishnah say only Yom Ravi? You hear what I'm saying?
But are we saying Lechatchila? I mean, the Gemara is saying that this memory is the Triach Lei. Isn't Triach Lei a B'di'evet?
So that's what you're understanding. So when it says, she can be Nisus B'chol Yom, that's a B'di'evet statement.
Right.
She can be nisus l'chol yom, but lachila you still need shaktu.
Right.
And so really, lachila she can't be nisus l'chol yom.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Where does the Rav see that? It's a lashon b'di'evet.
The fact that it's triach lei, right? Triach lei. What does triach lei mean? No, I'm going to ask what happened to the takana. Answers the more the triach lei, right? So I mean, if triach lei works, so why can you always do that? Right. What is the takana? Why is the takana saying? I mean, isn't the takana talking to someone? This person wants to get married on Sunday. What does he plan on doing? Doesn't he plan
again,
on
the bright? We're dealing with. Who's saying this?
This is a member of Shmuel Omar Rav Yitzchok, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok.
Right. So. He said a flat halacha that you can do it any day, right? That's
right.
Not mashm b'di'evet.
Well, the Gemara.
So then the Gemara said, how could he say that?
Right.
And then the Gemara answers that that because of triach, you would be allowed to, right? I mean, it doesn't say that that.
Right, but if you ask the Rav, right? If you ask the Rav that I would like to get married, you know, on Chveis on Sunday, and I know that Shoktu doesn't allow that, but I'm gonna prepare before. So will they say that you could do that? I mean, isn't what happened in Tanya to Takana Shoktu? Isn't that what Shoktu is coming to say? Shoktu says that we don't really want you to do that. That's what I thought the Gemara was saying. How did anyone understand the Gemara differently? How do you put these two things together? The triach lei. So then, like, what's the whole purpose of shoktu?
But that isn't that only if he could do it on Sunday. Only if he has a bezdin on Monday. He has to have a bezdin on Monday.
Either that, right? or bezdin's okay. Yeah, I mean that has to be.
Well, we're talking about a time where it's not kavua.
It's all the same. It's all the same. Whatever it is, I mean, that means that, you know, Monday you have whatever you have on Wednesday, you have on Monday.
Right.
So, that,
I mean, yeah. You always have that. I mean, but whatever, right? I mean, that's regardless. Even, but as far as in this, yeah, right? Even. Yeah.
When we were talking about it in the beginning, I was thinking the issue of Tainus Pesulim, that's much more problematic. If he runs into a problem there, that's a bigger problem.
Granted.
It's, right. The issue of Shoktu is like more secondary.
What are you coming to explain?
So what I'm trying to say is that.
Yeah.
It seems as if there's a bezdin, then if he wasn't, if he didn't follow the shaktu as much, then he's still okay. As long as he has the bezdin, so he could do it on Sunday, because he has a bezdin on Monday. But if he didn't have the bezdin on Monday, then shaktu wouldn't help him. I mean, It wouldn't help him if he...
So, are we being makel in the shoktu, or are you just telling me that there's a different problem that you have to deal with?
Well, it sounds
shoktu
like
is always the same.
It sounds like it's a little cooler in the shoktu.
But it's a cooler in the shoktu in a certain situation, or that's just what always shoktu is? Shoktu always is that whenever you're dealing with a shoktu, you can take care of a shoktu with a tarachle.
Are we saying, like, if he has no choice, then he could do it, you know, on Sunday?
What made the no choice?
How did we speak about all these emergencies that come up.
Okay, yeah. So means, but right now we're talking about the way the Gemara says the memory is that if Tainus Pesulim is not relevant, right? This is how the Gemara says it. Then Isha could be Nisus B'chol Yom. Ask the Gemara, but there's another variable. Granted, Takonas Psulim, the Takona, right? Because of Tainus Pesulim is not relevant, but there's another piece to the picture, Shoktu. And that the Gemara answers the Torachle. Right? So what we want to know over here is that is this an indication in the entire Takona of Shoktu? So Menachem, could be this is what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, it is. Why is it so? So you're giving an explanation why, you know, there's a bidyeved in a shoktu and tainus besulim not. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, sounds like that to me. Because if that, we're saying that the problem of shoktu is not such a big problem, as long as when there's no problem of tainus besulim. That's what Rebbe just said, right? There's no problem with tainus besulim, meaning there's a bezdin any day.
So, but fine.
But if there wasn't a bezin every right. day, then there would be a problem.
Then we have a problem of shoktu, or then we have to deal with tainus besulim.
We have tainus besulim, and then also.
Why are you making an also? Yeah. What do you need it for?
So right. Maybe shoktu is not a good reason why it has to be on Wednesday. We have to go revisit this and find another reason should be on Wednesday.
I have a crazy thought. Maybe Taka, even Lachila in our Mishnah, when based in only met on Monday and Thursday, if he was Tarek, even Lachila he could do it.
Right.
And the whole point of our Mishnah was only to tell us what Rav Yosef said.
When we say Tarek and Lechatchila, by me those are like a contradiction of terms. Because Tarek is...
I'll say it differently. Right. Lachila, even if he wanted to be married on Sunday, even on the days when based in met on Sunday and Thursday... Lachila, yeah. He could prepare on, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever
right.
it would
okay.
be necessary, and get married on Sunday, even Lachila. And the whole point of our Mishnah was only to tell us the Chiddush of Shmuel. That if he wants to wait till Sunday, because he doesn't want to do it before Shabbos, and he wants to prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and the Yom and 12 months came out on Sunday, even though he could have done it before Shabbos, but we're not going to make him feed her until Wednesday. And that was the whole reason of the Mishnah.
Well, one second, but what does that have to do with Shmuel? I'm losing the focus on
Shmuel. Isn't that what Shmuel said? Why did our Mishnah say what it says?
Yeah, same. But what? One second, but I'm just trying to see.
I'm going to read Shmuel.
Right.
Meaning, he said, what's our Mishnah telling us? It's telling us that he doesn't have to feed her until Wednesday.
Okay, right.
This whole question of why. I'm going to come and say that even that, why did Shmuel learn that from our Mishnah? Because really, even Lachila, he could have gotten married on Sunday, and he could have prepared Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And even though he could have prepared Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and gotten married on Sunday when the 12 months would be up, we still let him, if he wants to prepare Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because he wants to do it Rutsuf before the wedding, we say he doesn't have to feed her until Wednesday.
But doesn't the Gemara say that he's withheld Sunday because of a takonas? He's an einus.
Yeah, what?
The Gemara says that he would not be
because they wouldn't let him.
They don't let him, right? Right. So that's why. I mean, definitely takonas shoktu is preventing him, right? The question is, what's the scenario, right? Now, if he was torachle, right? So this is what we were discussing now over here. If he was Torachle, and then Chazal would therefore allow him to get married on Sunday, and he doesn't, so then I would say in the Nechami, it's his decision. So then he would be mechuyev to right?
I hear
okay.
I mean, if you could say that if he's Matriach, he's allowed to, but we're not mechayev him to be matriach, right? In other words, the tachana is that he has to do 3 days, and we don't give him an extra burden that he has to, you know, do superhuman efforts. So therefore, if you know, if the 12 months came on a Monday, so he doesn't have to start supporting her till the Wednesday because we're not mechayev to be matriachim. But if he wants to.
What do you mean? We're not mechayev to be matriachim. What does that mean? I mean, he's supposed to get married now, right?
He's supposed to get married after 12 months, right?
And the date.
But we have a takana that you have to prepare for 3 days beforehand, right? It's understood that we're not requiring him to go to extraordinary tircha to do it. So therefore,
it's what does that mean? Extra? What are you referring to? Extraordinary tircha.
We said that if a person was matriach before Shabbos to prepare for three days and keep the food, you know, through Shabbos,
right,
that he can get around the shaktu problem,
right.
Right, but that's an extra tircha, right? That's how it's
an extra tircha. Yeah,
that's what it's called. I mean, that's what the lashon of the
thing is. I didn't see that. Let me. I'm trying, and that's what I'm picking up from you.
So, what's the word the tarichle? What does that mean?
That means that he already expended the efforts beforehand.
The same efforts that he did afterwards.
No, he didn't do afterwards.
I'm saying that that if he did it before Shabbos, requires the same effort as doing it Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday?
I don't think it's different in the efforts.
So the
Torah just means that he already prepared.
So then, Bechlau, what's the inyan of whole inyan of l'chatchila not doing it on Sunday, right? I mean, the way I understood the word the tarich means that, well, you know, you could do it before Shabbos, but it's, you know, not as easy to do, right? If you were to do it, that would take away the shaktu problem.
So let's hear again. Why don't you want me to do it before Shabbos? Because it requires too much effort to produce the same result as an after Shabbos.
Yeah,
and
you have to deal with keeping the food.
That also, there's more of a chance of something going wrong.
Whatever it is. I mean, clearly, you know, Chazal saw that that doing it after Shabbos was the natural way of doing it, and that there's something happened right there.
Right, that's definitely true. That's definitely true.
So what is that?
No, I thought it had to do with what you're producing.
So what does that mean? I'm sorry.
That means that the product is different.
Right. Now, doing 3 days after Shabbos will be better.
A better product. Right.
So then, what's the Gemara answering that the Tarach? Why is that allowed then?
So that's okay. So then it makes it that right. Well, yeah. That's what we're getting at, right? Right. Okay. So let's hear. Maybe there's a different way of understanding. Right? What is the Torachle? Right. So how are you understanding?
I mean, the way I understood it is that again, you know, if you start preparing during the weekday, you don't have to figure out how to store the food.
So let me ask you. So if someone goes to the Rav and tells him, listen, you know, I would like to make a chasna on Sunday. Right, it's the halls are much cheaper. Most people are not getting married on Sunday. I'm going to take care of the shoktu beforehand. Right. So, are we going to say that he could do it?
So, isn't that what the Gemara is saying here?
So that's what we're raising. So it seems to me that the takana shoktu says that you can't do that. Right. According, if the Gemara is saying that you could take care of it, that and you could go into it by doing something, producing this, you know, the same product, and then lechare, we just lost all takana shoktu.
No.
So how is that? Why should anyone
again? The Rav is understanding this lesson of bidyavet, and maybe, but I don't see Shmuel talking anything b'di'evit here. I think that the tekan of shachdu is that a person has to prepare for 3 days.
Right.
And because it's, you know, it's not convenient to do it from before Shabbos to, so therefore they only require him to prepare for 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Therefore, let's say if the 12 months came up before Wednesday, so he's putter from he's putter from supporting his wife, right? Because they told him he has to prepare for 3 days. He doesn't have to go to extraordinary efforts. So he's putter. But if he wants to make a Sunday chasana and be matriach and figure out how to you know, in those days, how to refrigerate the food and how to you know, how to make a nice chasana on a Sunday, so then you know, that's what Agamar is saying down here, that you can get around that takana. That's how I think I understood the Gemara. Or that's how I didn't understand the Gemara, if that's the case.
Okay. The Torah Chlei. So I mean, the Gemara sounds like it's something that was done already. According to what you're saying, it's really even lahabo. If he could present Bezdin a plan, if his caterer will draw him up a plan of how it's going to work, then Bezdin will say that fine, you could get married on Sunday. So that's what's happening? All the rich people are getting married on Sunday? It doesn't sound like that.
Well, it still has to be nice when the mice on Sunday comes, but the plan worked out.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see your plan with Maska. It's very nice on paper, but we're not moving in until we
so that's why it's the Torchle. It's all, right. we'll do a...
Taking his chances.
Take your chance. Right. Take your chance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, again, the lesson, Isha Nises B'chol Yom, isn't a lesson L'chatchila?
I mean, that's usually what the Gemara means, if he's Torachle. So that means if you already planted a Torachle, that we're past that, right? He was Torach. Now that you're Torach, Kodma Shabbos, so now when the new week comes in, she's Nises B'chol Yom. That's what it would mean, right?
So the difference would be when Basin met every day, if he was Torah, we would let him get married on a Monday or Tuesday. But when Basin only met on Monday and Thursday, even if he prepared all the food is ready, and it's Tuesday morning, no way.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Time soon. Time soon.
No, Sunday there'd be no difference.
You're saying Tuesday. That's what you want to know.
I said Tuesday, yeah. So
right.
You're right. Taka Tuesday, then they would have. Bidi-evid Tuesday, even when Basin meets on Monday, Thursday, they would have let him.
So Tuesday?
Is the way you're learning, right?
On Tuesday?
No, or Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's always been Yevon, and even when Basin met on Monday and Thursday, Sunday would have worked.
Yeah, so our Shiloh over here just is whether there's such thing as a B'di'evid. It could be that according to what Shimon's saying, you know, it's it really doesn't have such an nafgamina, because at the end of the day we're gonna you know, check to see, you know, you did it, sure, anyone, so you did it.
Right. Doesn't allow you to do it 2 weeks before.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, but what started this conversation over here was that I think that I think Michael raised the point that is, or someone raised the idea, is that is it possible that this that Triachle helps us whatever Tri Elchei means, and it should be an afkamin according to what we're tutzdodim over here. But we were discussing over here that this halacha was introduced to us at a time that Tainis Besulim is not an issue. Tainis Besulim is not an issue, so that's where we see the Gemara says that Tri Elchei is okay. But what about at a time where Tainis Besulim is an issue? And you want to get married on Sunday, and what was stopping you was the shaktu. So would that be any different? Now I think according to what Shlomo was saying that this is lechatchila. So I would think that it shouldn't make any difference over here, right? Because this is what it is, right? But if this is a bidiyavet, then maybe there's mokum to think that if there's some reason to explain why. That we only accept the bidyevin when there is no tainus besulim doesn't exist at all. Which it's even that it's a little hard to understand why that should make a difference, because just the two ways of accomplishing tainus besulim, right? Either every day is the same, or you're talking about a Sunday. So I just wanted to just get back to that such a tzad was raised that this din that shoktu the triachle helps is not in Olei Fanim, right? I it would be a little harder for me to hear why that should be dependent on whether, it's Ish Nisus B'Choyim, and that's how Tainus Besulim is taken care of, or if you're talking about a Sunday, and that's how you're dressing Tainus Besulim. To me, it would seem like it's all the same. All right, so now we just brought, the Gemara had asked the Kasha on this Memra, because of the din of shoktu, and the Gemara told us something about shoktu, the triachle. Now the hemshech haGemara is is my shoktu. An interesting taka. Usually when the Gemara asks the kasha, the Gemara backs itself up right away. In fact, tomorrow we have to shoktu this anya, right? This Gemara over here, the Gemara just made a reference to it, asked the question, gave the answer, and now the Gemara kilo is coming back. To my shoktu, this anya. Now, this is also an interesting point in the Pshat Tova that we know on Daf Beis shoktu was already discussed in Shmuel's Iker Memra. Right, when Shmuel was coming to me, his Memra really, as far as the Chiv Mezainis being Nisakev Machmas Noinis, and therefore he's not Machiv in Mezainis. He was really basing it around the shoktu. Interestingly, that he didn't mention any braisa over there. Mitzad echad, he didn't mention any braisa. Mitzad sheni, the Gemara over here, which asked the question, my shoktu, right? Isn't it that a dover yodua? We dealt with shoktu already. Okay, that might not be such a question. I guess you could have learned that maybe that was Shmuel's reasoning, but l'chara we could be ma'ir this much also that the Gemara asks my shoktu as if like that's. The koyach to ask the kasha, who says on shoktu? But isn't it mivui in the Mishnah like we spoke about on Daf Beis? Obviously there's another factor over here, right? Because if Tainus Besulim was the only factor, right, then she commences Yom Aleph. So Behechav there's some kind of other factor. So really, Gemara's kasha over here is that whatever that other factor is, but what about it, right? So if the Gemara is asking, keep sure the Gemara sounds like the Gemara is asking that you're asking on me from a shoktu, who says shoktu? Where does it come from? Right? As if to say, therefore there's no question, until you could back it up, there's no question. But that's not really true. Because the question is saivi, right? Like we're saying, right? And it's mivui in the Mishnah Mineu Bey that there is some other kind of factor over here that doesn't allow ish to be nisus, even when Tainus Besulim is taken care of. Right? So the Gemara's kasha really is not so much based on shoktu, right?
um,
I'm wondering. I mean, Rashi says clearly that the Mai Shoktu is Heichan Shini Shoktu Dumak Shinan Lehocho. Right? Rashi himself says, Bavoran, Shmuel, and Rashi tells us that Shmuel himself, even though he was mentioned before, right? You know, he's Namar. Maybe, you know, Rav Shmuel by Yitzchok doesn't hold like that, right? So we can't ask from what Shmuel said, right? Even though that in itself is a shikul ha'or, that why is Shmuel talking on his own? Like, it's a b'raisa, why? But akoponim, so that's what, so Rashi definitely says over here that the Gemara, my shalti, is that what's the basis of the kasha, right? And then that would be ma'or, that l'chor, the kasha is not really so much based on what exactly the time hadover is, right? We spoke about this before in the memory of Shmuel himself. Why Shmuel over there? We also same kind of question. Why Shmuel based on Achshav Shishni Shoktu? Right. The point of Shmuel is that Sunday is not Achshav because of a Takanas Chazal. Whatever that Takanas Chazal is, right? We spoke about that before. Right. Over there, you might have a reason, an explanation to that. But this Gemara over here, L'chayr, the question is L'chayr not based on the reasoning. If anything, I would say the other way, right? That the answer, now that we have the reasoning, so we have an answer, right? If there were a different reason, you know, it might not be so simple to know what the answer is. Okay, Akoponim, but this is the Hemshech HaGemor over here, that the Gemor brings in the Brais of Shoktum. Now, in this Brais of Shoktum, we'll see over here that there is a Hoysofa of Dinim, which are in the Brais, which really come agav, but became the focal point of this Gemara over here. Okay, so let's see over here. Oh, yeah, let's see over here if we could talk about this brayis a little bit. Okay, let's see. Zokta Gemara. My Shokta Gemara is in the brayis. Okay, so now as far as we're concerned, we're focusing on the brayis itself. Okay, right, as a topic by itself. So Zokta brayis. We're going to jump right into the Hemshech brayis. After the brayis tells us the din of Shokta. Okay, this is a new point that Bryce says. Okay, now what we're gonna do right now is like this. This is a little confusing piece of Gemara. So let's just try to set this up.
Where are you, Rabbi?
I'm right over here. I'm looking around 8 lines down. You hear? So yeah. So in my Gemara, there's like a 2 dots over here. In the Braise, right? Just for our minds, it's like a new piece. Mm-hmm. Okay? Misakana ve'elech. Misakana ve'elech nogu ho'om lichnes b'shlishin v'lemicha b'yodim chachamim. Okay, so the Gemara right now, this Braise right now is going to talk about 2 scenarios, 2 historical scenarios, and how the Takana was affected by what was going on. Now, it's very unclear in the Brais itself what exactly it is, right? The Brais has a certain classification of these 2 scenarios. Mother calls it one of Sakona, and the Brais has another name for the other scenario, the other piece of history, which is called Oynes, right? Machmas Oynes. And we have to figure out what this was. But what the Braise does tell us is as follows, that at this point of time called Sakana, and that was the situation that was going on, which was classified as Sakana, there was some kind of problem with that was coming out of the Yom Dalid, were someone to have the Pesulunas of Yom Dalid, and therefore, because of that issue, people started veering off. They were not mikayim with Takonas Chazal. Now, generally, you know, if people are not mikayim with Takonas Chazal, they stand up, make sure that people are in line. Over here, there was substantial reason for Chazal not to be moich. Allowed it to happen. Now, the Gemara it's meduik over here that the Takona was intact. They didn't take off the takono, but they allowed people not to be kind of takono. Right? That was the situation over here. Right? The Gemara is going to discuss why was it like that. So the Baisa says, Nogam Luchas Bishlishi. So what people started doing in order to avoid the problem of Ravi, people started to be kindness on Shlishi. Now it's also important to note, and we'll see over here, that Chazal allowed an alternate date, Shlishi. Shlishi. Now we have to see what is Shlishi. What Shlishi? I mean, as far as we're concerned, we know there's like tiny psulim to deal with, right? Shlishi, you don't really have, you're not going to have tiny psulim, right? And what do you have on Shlishi? Shlishi, you also, you know, you don't have your full shakhtu either, right? What do you have? Right? Rashi says that, well, you have a partial kim of shakhtu, right? That's what Shlishi is. Okay, so we'll get there. We'll discuss this a little more, right? But that's what it was. They were okay with this, that people were knowing this day, right? If they weren't happy this day, then they would have directed them to do a different day, right? So apparently that Chazal were okay with the Milus and Chesroinus, you know, whatever this day allows. Okay. Okay, we'll see. If you had a different take on it.
No, I don't have a different take. I'm just wondering, why didn't they just say, you know, Basin will meet every day? We see we have this problem of Sakana of Onus, whatever it was, so we're gonna have Basin meet every day. We'll go back.
So the truth is but you're still not 100% in that, right? Because Shoktu, you still don't have a Shoktu. Right? I mean, as far as right, if you're talking about allowing the Tuesday to go through.
Yeah, okay. But apparently
they
couldn't.
Okay, but right. But you still have your whole aura. We'll talk about it for a second. Okay, I just want to just get the outline of the Brais over here. Yeah? Uvishela Yechnais. Zokrashing that in this situation. In this situation, that we only allow Shlishi, Sheni, but someone, you know, try to do a Sheni on in this situation, we see that Saivi, you know, Bezdin is being lenient, Bezdin is allowing, Ushen la Yichnois. But because of the situation, a Sheni we're not going to allow. Right? That's already, that would already, there would be a response of a Macho on that. Fine. Okay? That's that situation. Zot the price, V'mach Masoinis. Okay, we have another situation which is classified as oinus. On that, halacha is mutter. That's mutter. Because of the oinus, mutter. Right? That over here, the mashmois hadvorim is that, you know, that there's no, every day is okay. Chazal took off their...
It's still not Sunday, right?
So you have you learning that it's just that they're giving a leeway for Shani?
I think so.
Maybe they took off of Shaktu completely, because these guys, the onus is they're going to come and take the food from you. If they come and take the food from you, then Shaktu doesn't help you at all anyway. So once the issue was. The issue has nothing to do with Tainus Pesulim. It has to do with the food itself. So Shaktu kind of gets erased.
Mm-hmm. Now we know that Tosfos learns that in Shen Leichnes is not even referring to the Shas HaOinus. Right?
Well, okay. What's that supposed to say?
Yeah, you see that tap Tosfos? Shen Leichnes. He brings Rashi. Afilu B'Shas HaSakana in Lakor B'Shvilot Al Yom Echad. Right? Okay, Taisus asked the question. And look at the Ri, Venir Lari. See, towards the end of the Taisus? The Mils Vapinavshihi, Veloy Ari Bisakonum. It's not referring to the Sakonum, right? It's referring to the Ikar Halocha, Vishen Layichnes, who had in Gimel. Right? So according to that Tosfos, the Shen Layichnes is not really part of the oinus. So when it says mutter, it's not referring to sheni specifically, because the whole sheni itself is also not lavdavka, right? Because the sheni is referring to under normal circumstances, right? Which really means any other day. Right? So then the mutter really would go back on whatever that was, right? Which is huadin, anything else. That's l'chor what would come out. If according to Rashi, that things would be different. Let's see in the Hemshech HaGemara. Okay, so we're going to focus just on these two things, right? The last halacha of Mafreshin is also, it's a sugi by itself. Okay, so we're going to focus right now on this, right? See if we could, from a couple of minutes over here, just at Koponon set things up a little bit. Okay, we have two scenarios, right? Two situations. The Braisa calls the first situation that Sakona. That was a point of time which was classified as Sakona. At that point, that Nogu Ho'om, and when we say Nogu Ho'om, this was within the Chachamim's direction over here, right? If they didn't like what was going on, then they would have been Moichas. It's not just things, slid and people did what they want, right? This was, with a overseeing eye of Bezdin. So exactly what Chazal allowed over there was that even though Atakana is still here, and L'chor, which means that if you ask, we're still going to tell you to get married on Dalid, L'chor, that's what that should mean. But, if people are going to do otherwise without asking, then we're not going to be Moicha. When on Shlishi, right? Let's see that. Zotli Gemara, my Sakona. Okay, what was the situation over here that the halacha of such a tkufa was as the Braisa says? My Sakona, Ilem Dam Bisul Nisus Yom Harvit Horig. Zotli Gemara, right? The first way the Gemara understands, and that's what Sakona would be mashma, is that it was this was a gzeira that they don't want that the Yidden should be listening to the Takonas Chazal, and therefore they're trying to prevent them from adhering to the Takon, and they said if a Bisul is Nisus on Yom Dalet Tehorik. And on that, the Braisa would therefore would be saying that Chazal didn't take off the Takono, right? We still, this is the Takono. If you come and ask, we tell you, this is on Yom Dalet, right? However, Nogu Ho'om, they weren't Moiche. On that asks the Gemara, Nogu, the Garmi Nakri, on that word is picking up on this Mashmois in the Braisa, that they didn't take off the Takono, they just allowed people not to be Mekayim the Takono. On that fact, the Gemara, well, if this was the situation, that adhering to the Takona would cause a person to be killed, then Nekra Legamri, then the Chazal should have been Oikarit. So why was it merely a Nogu Ho'om? Omar Rabba, so that was a question, so therefore that's not an option, right? So that means that were such a situation to happen, then what will happen, what Chazal will do then, is take off the Takana. Right?
Even though the Gezeirah might have gone away. Well, like the Gemara is going to answer later. But for this, they would have taken it away even though the Gezeirah might have gone away, whereas later...
L'chari, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
In the understanding, on all these cases, did the Rav understand that the Gemara is like coming up with svaras of what the... of what the sakana is, but there was no historical knowledge of anything, or did they know that in the past there were this gzera and that gzera, and when the Braisa said it was sakana, which historical fact is that the Braisa going on?
I thought that there was that they were referring to something specific. We're just not sure what it was. There were different things definitely happened over the years, at umisakon ve'elech. It sounds like, right, machmas ha'inis, like it sounds like they're referring, that's what it sounds like to me, that they're referring to something which happened, and we're just not sure what it was. But regardless, you know, we're the certain situations have different ways, mm-hmm. different, you know, kviyas in the halacha, how Chazal are going to respond. And the Gemara understands, but, you know, that certain halachas don't match a certain situation, and that's what helps the Gemara guide that what was the situation. We don't know what was going on. We know what the halacha is. That the Brice tells us what the halacha is, how the Chazal responded to such a thing. And based on the way we understand how Chazal should respond to such a situation, that's going to help us develop that what was going on, what was the situation there. Right, so that's what the Gemara says right over here, that if were we to teach sakana simply, then the halo, then the response of Chazal wouldn't match over here, right? It wouldn't match. It wouldn't just be a mere no go home. So the Gemara says like this. So Amar Rabbi, the Amar B'sol Anasas V'yam Raviti Bo Leheg Matchila. And that the Gemara says that in Ochanami, right? So the Gemara seems to be going away from the Sakonis Nefashis aspect of it, in order to make the halacha shtim, right? The Gemara is going to come back a minute and say one thing, but then how was this Sakona? Right? So Zot the Gemara, that what the gzeira over here was a different gzeira. Sulhan asked in Sans Biyam Ravita, Bola Hegman Tchila. Now, Taisus already tells us, right, based on the Gemara itself a little further, that when the Gemara talks about that this gzeira that was set up against the Yidden over here, that Tibola Hegman Tchila. Even though the Gemara uses the same nusach as Hanisas B'Yom Harvi, as if to say that it had to do with Yom Harvi, but being that the nature of this gzeira was not really, you know, to get the Yidden not to listen to Chazal, it's just Taisus calls it it's Hanos Atzmoy, personal pleasure of the Hegmon. So when the Gemara says Yom Revi, it just refers to the day that, you know, that was expecting them to get married. But the Gzera itself is not limited to Yom Revi. Right? The Ikr Gzera is that Psulan Asas is Nevel Leheg Matchila. Now, so let's just hear what the Bryce is saying according to this. So this is a situation. Then, and on that, the Bryson is a Nogu Ho'om, that people will see maybe a little bit better why, but because of the situation, so people were trying to get out of it. Get out of it means that you know, it was known that this man Hanesun was Yom Dalas, so that's when the Hegman would be able to catch them and they'd be in trouble. But if they get married a different day, then they'll circumvent the problem. All right, so they won't be subject to the Xeris Hegmon. So that's what happened over here. And on that the Bryce is saying that no go home. That which would be mash like the Mura was back over there. There's no necre over here. That the Takana of Yom Dal is really intact. Right? And therefore if you'd ask, it would seem to be saying that what should I do? You know, then the answer is you know, the Yom Dal, this is still intact. What's going to be with Beel's Hegman? Okay, you know, Shain, what could you do? You know, you're an Oinus. However, that people weren't happy with that option, and they're trying to get around it. So even though that they were being made on the Tanakh's Chazal, that's where the Loimichu Chacham comes in over here, right? That's a kapana, a substantial reason not to listen, not to adhere to the Tanakh's Chazal. That's the Loimichu. That would be the tzura of the halacha over here.
Would the chachamim of Taka prefer them to get married on Wednesday and have the biyula for the hegemon?
I don't know. See, that's what it would sound like. And unless someone could explain this gemara differently, right? To me, that's what it seems like. That nogu ho'om, if they weren't oikarits, so I mean, what does that mean? If you're not oikarit, that means the chazal are still validating the takana. So, I mean, it's real. It's real. Akapon means, if you ask me what to do, you know, this is the takana. That's what it means. That's what it seemed like to me. Right? Someone has a different understanding of that.
So based on the Rashi's below, right?
Yeah.
So he says, mutter, right? That he describes, mutter, he says, v'hachi metame, hacha mutter ktani, demashma, de'im yimlach ish, yechidi bebeistin yatirilo, ava nagu loks ktani.
So this is going in the next scenario, right?
Right, but it's going on. It's comparing the lashon of nagu to mutter, and it's saying that mutter means that if you go to Beis Din,
right,
they'll tell you that you're allowed to,
right?
But so in that mashma, that nagu is even more, you know, that it's more lachatchila.
Oh, in the way Rashi learns it,
yeah.
Hasam noagu, mashma rubam noagu. Hacham mutter, that we wouldn't allow the rabbim. We'd only add. We only allow. Only allow a yochid. Only allow a yochid. So, see, I think that's. What do you see from there to benegeya to us? Right, you're right. There's a Rashi says something over there, right? But what we're discussing over here is that in the Nohagu situation, is Bezdin. Let me just see this over here. In the Nohagu, if we'll ask, we'll tell a Yochid that he can. We're not going to be matter for the Rabbim.
Tosus learns different than Rashi over there.
Yeah. It's a little bit different. What comes out from that. Comes out from that. Okay, well, I'll have to just cheshm that is tackle what you see from that. What you see from that, Rashi. But what leader is what I see from the Gemara that there's still something called a nekre, right? Which is a bigger heter than a nagu.
Yeah.
Right? Right, so whatever is lacking, if there's no nekre, right? So where is that nafgamina? Right, maybe according to this Rashi means, you know, a public heter for everyone. That's what according to this Rashi what this means. So according to that Rashi, you're right. So, you know, some the way I'm talking that, you know, if a private person will come to Beis Din, right? From the way Rashi says later on. Efshir is mashmataka, not like I'm saying. Right, so that wouldn't be the exact way from the Rashi. It would mean that a taking off of the takana and announcing for everyone not to do it, that we wouldn't have. So let's see. According to that Rashi, what would that mean? That would mean that if we don't ask Beis Din. If you don't ask and you want to know what should you be doing? Okay, it's a little technical over here. Right? What exactly? So what relevance is there that the fact they didn't take off the takana? What do they have from that now? Right? You know, as it would sound like if it's still intact and to some degree that we wanted that it should be still adhered to.
Doesn't the Gemara say later that the if you know that eventually the government decrees are going to stop, and therefore it comes back. So,
but what does it mean now? What does it mean as far as now is concerned? If you're not accurate now, so then what relevance does it have now?
So the way I understood the Gemara is like it was sleeping in the background, but it doesn't
really have any practical application. Just around to come back.
I mean, we do see that people still got married, right, on Wednesday. So,
it sounds like to whatever degree we still want this takana to be intact, and you know, for whoever is it nagea, we still want it to be real. Okay, let's like I say, I told you I was going to end early over here. So let's see if we could just get to some kind of landing over here. Okay, okay. So let's see. So we're holding over here right now. The Gemara tells us that the sakon that we're talking about can be auxiliary, that anyone who's nisusan yom revii will be killed. That can't be, because then avada, the response of that would be an akira, a total akira. So zot imor behecher, we're talking about is that there's a consequence, right? That will have to suffer. Because, and there's the consequence, that's not even the right term. Because really what it is that the Hegman is looking for his Hano, and so on Yom Revi'i, you're sort of putting yourself, you know, in the trap before him, right? So that's what Yom Revi'i is. So that's why people started trying to get out of the Bilas Hegman by getting married on a different day. And that's where the halacha over here is that an akira wasn't, Chazal didn't see that this was a reason for an akira. However, it's a basis not to be mekayim the takonas Chazal, and therefore if people were not being takonas Chazal, they looked away, they were okay with that. Now on that, the Gemara's kasha is, and this is also a bissel shaila over here, what the Gemara's kasha is, let's see if we could speak this through over here. Fret the Gemara kasha. If this is what it is, ha'isakono inesu, fret the Gemara, that if this is what it is, so why are we calling it a sakana? It's just an oinus. That's what it is, right? That they're being forced to build Hegman. That's what this is. But in what form is there a sakana? Sakana means it's a danger to someone's life. Where's the danger to someone's life over here? Now what's this gemara? What's the cash over here? So look at Rashi. You can pick it up. Okay, you have to see the right Rashi a little later. It's not Rashi on this right over here. But L'chaira, this kasha over here, we could understand, is it a kasha just in the terminology, in the classification? Frek the Gemara, why are we calling this a sakana if there's no sakana aspect over here? There's no danger of anyone's life. Is that the Gemara's kasha, or the Gemara is really asking that therefore the halacha should be different?
What happened to the Tainus Basulin now? If the Hegman, we say it's oinus, so now the whole issue of Basulin.
So that's a shtickle point. Let me just think for a second. That's relevant to maybe to the question that we heard before, right? Right. Once you have a Bilas Hegman, so the Chayra, it's not relevant anymore, Tainus Psulim. So as far as Ishinis is Bechol Yoim, or you know, that actually that Nogahom Begimel, and that we were Ma'ir, that you know, what's with Tainus Psulim? So right, so this is a point. Novos, what? So I'll leave with the MS, right? That's a good answer. But I think that you could see something from the Havmin of the Gemara, right? That the Havmin of the Gemara, that wasn't what the issue was, right? And it was still was Shayach Tanim. The Havmin of the Gemara was that Psul that Nisus and Revi'i is Tehorig, right? So in over the and on that the halacha was like the Braisa says that Yom Revi'i is good. right? The Gemara asked, you know, nekre, but akoponim, but that we that that as far as what the Braisa says, right? L'chayra, it looks like that Tanis Pesulim was not a deciding factor anymore, even though it still was applicable. So over there might be a mokum to be medayik that when you have the two, right, what Chazal's kfis over here was, right? And as when should we direct the people to be nisus on Sunday because of Tanis Pesulim, or Yom Gimel is better because we'll have Shoktu, right? Over here, there's still a mokum to dan that. But I'll leave it to MS, right? You're saying very good that Noch Debilas Hegman Tanis Pesulim is not an issue anymore. So that's why it's posher that. Therefore, that's why we're only cheshbing with Shoktu. And on that, that's what the Braisa says, that Akapanim will try to get as much Shoktu as we can. Right? That's why.
But if they get married on Tuesdays, then the Hegman won't be bottled with the Tchila, and therefore there is a Tanis Besulim.
Let's hear that again.
The reason there's no Tanis Besulim is if they get married on Wednesday.
And then the Gemara said later that Hegman would...
Gemara said, no, he won't come to town on Tuesday.
Oh, let me hear that. Let me hear that better.
There is still a Tanis Besulim.
The question is, which day should be allowed? Which day should be allowed? Right? Bilas Hegman, Ilchnami, if Hitaka is boiled, then... But we're trying to get around with Bilas Hegman. You're saying good. You're really saying good. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're saying good. We're trying to see what day should we allow them to do to get around the Bilas Hegman. He's right. Right? He's right. I wasn't Chajman properly. The issue over here is that because of the Bilas Hegman, which day should we allow? We can allow it, so we're assuming that there won't be a Bilas Hegman, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get around the Bilas Hegman. So which day should we allow? So on that, the horror was that why aren't we Chajmaning Tainis Psulim? Right, so I think the Bilbil's right. The horror is really still here. Right? What is Ilm Taini? I think he's saying good. I think he's saying good. Right? That's the Cheshbon. The issue over here is you want to know, okay, fine. People are running away from Yom Dalet because of the problem of Bilas Hegman. And Chazal are watching where they're going, and we're guiding them, you know, what day are we gonna be happy with? On that the Braisa says that Nogam Shlishi, Lemicha Chacham, okay, that's fine. We like that day. Right? That's a good option. Right? And on that the horror was that, well, I mean, what happened to Tainis Pesulim? Right? I mean, Sunday, if people get married on Sunday, they'll have Tainis Pesulim. What do you have from Tuesday? Tuesday you have, you know, 2/3 of a Shoktu. Right, so that was the order. It would seem from over here, like what is Ilm Taini? It would seem to be over here, right? If we're understanding correctly what the matzav over is, it would sound like over here that there was an adifus taka in the shoktu over the Tainis Pesulim. Right? What do you say? What do you hold?
Understand like Shlomo was saying before. Maybe that's why it's Lamachu. Really, Taka the Chachamim would have preferred them to do it on Sunday. They would have had the Tircha of having to prepare before Shabbos, but they didn't want the Tircha of preparing for Shabbos, and they said, we really want to do it on Tuesday, and the Chachamim weren't Mocha.
Leimichu b'yodom. Right, okay, so but are you addressing this Tanis Pesulim point, or are you just...
Yeah, the Chachamim Taka would prefer them to do it on Sunday because of Tainis Pesulim.
So why Taka weren't they Moicha?
Why weren't they Moicha? Because it's a Tircha to prepare the wedding before Shabbos. People didn't want to prepare the wedding before Shabbos because of the Tircha. And they wanted to do it, prepare Sunday, Monday.
Right, but the question is, why weren't they Mevater on the... I'm having
right.
to prepare
it's,
so much,
it's,
right?
It's either or. Whereas, right now, we're in either or. Right, you know, either Tanis Pesulim or Shoktu. Right?
So not require the 3 days preparation and be able to hop in
Tainus
Psulin.
Why would you stop requiring 3 days of preparation?
Because that was the issue. You know, what weighs more, right? If you have a choice, you can only take care of one of the two, Tainus Psulim or Sudo.
But Tainus Psulim,
you could still do both.
So that's even a stronger question.
So how are we answering that?
Well, you got married on Sunday. Prepare before Shabbos.
Okay, so why don't we do that?
Because it was a tier, the way that Shlomo was saying before. So that's really annoying. So that means, by you,
Shoktu is more important, right? Yeah. Right? So that's really what you're ending up saying, right? That Shoktu is more important. Because Shoktu wasn't more important, then we say, okay, forget about it. Do what you can, right? You know, don't prepare a full suit, fine, but we just want to have Tainus Psulim. So doesn't it seem to be that Tainus Psulim is being pushed away because of what we want in Shoktu?
I guess in the end of the day.
Now this is especially a ha'or according to what you were saying before, that the whole Tainus, the whole mm-hmm. Shoktu was only covering the heels of
right,
a Shoktu.
Right, that's the opposite.
Right, uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Getting late. Hard to leave. To leave in the middle over here. I'm almost in the middle here, right? But the Erev Yom Tov, right? I don't want anyone to be, building his sukkah after Shkiv. Right? Yeah. Okay. So let's just quickly speak out of the Gemara. Just b'kitzur nimrats over here. So the Gemara Shiloh over here. The Gemara has a Shiloh. Okay, we spoke out b'kitzur. We didn't get a chance to be Marachan in this. As far as how far extending is the Gemara's kashu, when the Gemara asks that this is not a sakana, just an oinus. On that, the Gemara says, "Mishum dikat snus most nafshayum liktola vasin de sakana." The Gemara tells us, no, there is some kind of sakana aspect. There is a group of people, the snus, that there is a chance, or maybe they are. There were some tznuas that were being killed because of this. That means that they were being nisus on Yom Dalid, and they were not agreeing to the Bilas Hegman, and therefore their lives were taken because of that. So that was the sakana. This is not the whole gzera is not a gzera. It puts everyone's life in danger. But there is a tzad sakana in it, so that's why we're calling this a sakana. Maybe more than that. Now, on that, the Gemara asks.
It seems like they snuas were giving up their lives because they thought they would become asa to their husbands, which would be like.
So we'll see about this, right? Right. What was it? What was it exactly? Right. What was it? What did they think? What are they giving up their lives for? Are they giving up their lives for because they think they're becoming also to their husbands, right? Is that what the issue is, right? So someone asked me what does that have to do with sneeze exactly? Right? I mean, everyone else is what? Everyone else is planning on living with their husbands be'isser, and the tznuas are adhering to the halacha. That's what this is.
I imagine like the tznuas are like the top, and the putzas are the bottom 10%. And
Naniach, right?
There's 80% in the middle. The average people that are not extremely tznuas and not extremely putzas. They're average.
Yeah. No? So this doesn't really have so much to do l'chera with sneas and prutzes, so, okay, we'll see. You know, right now this is menegeh to tznuas and everyone else, right? That's what this halacha is, and the tznuas are being masi nafshayim. Now the hemshech hagemora is mashma like that, and it's mashma from Rashi that like you're saying that mas nafshayu because they think they're going to be nesa to the husbands. And on that, the Gemara asks religious shluhu that they're making a mistake. It's affecting Gemara. So then why are people being killed? There's a mistake over here. Then really not also to their husbands, Lidrish Lahu, that was the Gemara's kasha, and to them emphit the Gemara. When one of two answers, either we can't be dashim because of a michshul which will come out in the prutzis, that the prutzis taka will be also because of lub rotzen, right? Whatever that cheshbon is. Other zok the Gemara.
They're really prutzis. They're going to do this list anyway. So
okay. So we can't
make halachas based on the prutzis that.
There's two different points. Right? And there's one point is that why are we interested in saving the prutzis, right? But there's a different question which maybe you start is what we say going to make a difference in them, right? That seems to be that's what Gemara is saying, if we teach people that Onis is mutter, so now it's going to change the status of the prutzis, right? That's what Rashi explains. That till now the prutzis will be an oinis. Okay, that's a different question, right? Why are we doing that? Okay, that's a good question. Maybe Taisa asked that question, but just in the Chesh Nagimoro, that what that means is that we can't teach that an oinis is mutter and thereby create a michshul, right? We're creating the michshul for the prutzis, right? Maybe that might have to be explained also. Why that's so? But that's the chayyur point to Rashi that before the dorush luhu the prutzis are oinsin and they're mutter to their husbands, and after if we would tell them that oinis is mutter to their husbands, that's going to cause them to do berotzen. That's more what we seem to be saying, and therefore they'll be also to their husbands. So we're really creating a michshol to them. Yeah, that's how you hear that in the Gemara. Not so familiar.
I didn't think we were worried about the prutzis himself. We were worried that we don't know what her ratzon is, and so now she could be living. Her husband might be living with her.
Okay, well, you see, we want to do it for her husband. Okay, fine. So that might be take care of that. Reason, fine.
But you're saying that it's more likely.
That's what I see from the one that's Rashi's Masber, that if we were to do that, then that's going to cause them to there'll be a change, right? And now they're berotzen, and if they're berotzen, then they attack also to the husband. So we're setting them up. We're causing people who would have been mutter to the husbands, or asking to the husbands.
Rashi says exactly what you just
that's
said.
What I'm saying over Rashi. Right? I'm saying Rashi. Okay. Okay, in the Iker HaGemora, there's another mokum to Dan over here, and so you have to see how a cheshbon is that the mesiras nefesh of the tznuis might be for a different reason, might be mikayach the dinner of the gimel averus, right? That
where
might be.
Could I say that one more time? Sorry.
That.
Where do you see that?
Well, they're being why they're being Maisa Nefesh.
Will you see later or something?
No. I'm just saying there's another way to learn to learn the Gemara, right? The Tznuas Amas Nefshai. We want to know why they're Maisa Nefesh.
Because they don't want to do Tznuas with the guys. They're already an Eish Hashish from the Kedushin.
Okay, so that's what we just said, right? There's the Gila Raios, right? It's also on that the Gemara is saying. That lidrish luhu, that is an oinus, that they're mutter, right? And that might be the setup to where the Rishonim Tosfos talks about whether there is or not, right?
Doesn't mean they want to do znus even if it's mutter.
But there's what do you mean?
If it's znus, they're gonna stay far away from the znus.
Yes,
they're very znus. They're willing.
Well, the Gemara asked literally at Dinus Mutter, right? So what's the Gemara? Right? The Gemara is what would the Gemara be asking?
Rashi,
yeah, I understand. That was Rashi, right?
According to your pshat, that literally at Dinus Mutter doesn't make sense because that's Nius. They don't want to do this with this.
So I don't know if that's what it means, right? I mean, Snus just means that they're adhering to the halacha. If the halacha says. That you have to be
Moisei Nefesh.
Yeah.
And then we'll teach them it's not Gila Reis.
Right.
Is it Gila Reis or is it not Gila Reis?
That, well, the Gemara is saying it's not.
right? It's Pilei Rais, but it's not something you have to give up your life for.
Okay, I mean,
it's
not Pechlal, Gim Laver is Akapon. There's no Yehor Valyavar.
It's not the Yehor Valyavar.
Right. That's get the Cheshmer is the Gemara according to that, but that's another factor. Now, that's definitely going on over here. The Shaila is that happening in the Gemara, or that's just a side point that Tosfos is dealing with?
Tosfos says that in our Gemara?
So that might be. Question is, how do you understand Tosfos? Tosfos is going literally in short. In fact, Tosfos was haste. It's also right. So it would sound like from Tosfos that Tosfos understands the literal who in the Gemara is that it's right. And as if he was talking about also Labailo. So what's he bringing Gimel Averis? So what's one have to do with the other? Right. So there will be a mashmois. I have to see if there's Ois Gehalten in the Hemshach Hadvarim in the Tosfos, but for most Kavishin and Tosfos, it would sound like a Tosfos is addressing the Gemara, the Lidushul the Einishori. In fact, Tosfos that it's not right, even though it's an Einis, right? But it's Gimel Averis, it's Yehovah Yavar. You know, even if you're forced, that's what Tosfos will be asking. Now, and for Tosfos, in one of two ways, why that there's no din of Yehovah Yavar, either Be'etzim it's not, or because of the Karka Odom, so the Akapon, the Isha itself, doesn't have din of Yehovah Yavar on such a thing. Okay. So the Gemara, right?
And there's also a difference whether, because he's a guy?
That's Shitzur Ben Tam. Shitzur Ben Tam says, right, that this has the din of B.S. Behema. Now, but according to that, again, I'm going to get into this. In the Gemara, it's Mevuyer that he definitely asers, right? That has a din of that the Znus of Eishes Ish, which is the Isser Labaila, is definitely applicable even though he's a goy. Of course, you have the Gdorma of Eishes Yisrael, Oynes is Mutar, Eishes Koyin is also, but that's Mevuyer in the Gemara, right? And the Chiddush that Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that even though that it does have a din of a bias eishes ish b'negeid l'isur baila, but it's not bechlal the din of yehor v'yavar. Right, that you need to explain what the difference is. Right, but
isn't having zlus with an animal one of the arayas in the Torah over there in Achim Haskedoshim? Isn't that one of the arayas?
Yes,
that's true. But there's nothing that's the din of yehor v'yavar.
Even if you make the znus with the goyish person, like a znus with an animal, but isn't znus with an animal?
It's instead of an animal, it's not znus with an animal.
That's what Rabbi Weinstein said. It's like having a znus with an animal.
Is there a din of Yehovah Yavar on that?
I don't know. It's one of the rites listed over there in the parsha, though. That I can tell you. I don't know. I don't know which ones have Yehovah Yavar, which ones don't. I don't know.
Behave,
not a human.
What's
this? Mean? It's Kedom. We clearly see from Esther, right, that it's Mutter. I guess we just have to see why.
Right. That's the Shiloh. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Tosfos really asks, okay, we'll hold over here. Tosfos asks that the Gemara over there is Mashma, that it was only Mutter because of ulterior reasons.
Okay, so.
Right, so that's what Tosfos has to explain that Gemara, right? Tosfos.
Zerah is not.
But Tosfos brings the Sugya and Sanhedrin talks about it.
Yeah. Having Znus with an HSC doesn't matter about the Zerah, it matters the mice and the.
Yeah.